9:27 4CC. Time to catch up with Butch, Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Hello.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, mate. How's things around central Queensland?
Great. Not as good as you, mate. All rested up, I imagine.
Hard to wake up to the alarm clock over the last couple of mornings, though.
It's not pleasant, is it?
No. Hey, I love what I do, so I'm
here
lucky.
You are. You're here.
Yeah. I'm one of the lucky ones. So. Hey, what's been happening across central Queensland?
Gladstone has seen another rise in copper theft, just industrial areas in and around Gladstone, trying to get people, if they have dash cam footage, anyone in and around the areas, especially around Young Street, Cotton Street area of Barney Point, and the industrial area out South Trees at the state. Just car cameras, just have a look at it over the last couple of days or whenever you've got time to sit and go through it and just see if there's been any structure. Remember, especially in the early hours of the morning, yeah, we've had a activity around those areas. Even if you have CCTV footage in those areas, we canvass a lot of the businesses in around there to make sure, but you never know, we may have missed one that could pick up some vital information.
Yeah. Look, we've been on the bandwagon for a long time now talking about CCTV footage, and it's, the way of the future, it's solved and helped solve many break and enters over the years, and you encourage, well, we do encourage people anyway, to get CCTVs and, look, popping into places like Leading Edge Gladstone Hi-Fi, they can talk to you there, the team, experts on it, and help you out with a good deal as well.
Absolutely. That's the first thing we go to. That's our first weapon and tool, we investigative tool we use. Do a drive round, not just in the local area where the breaks occurred, but further abroad. You know, people usually cover their faces when they do breaks in and around the area, but you get them without the face covers off, cameras up the road, you know,
eventually,
2, 3, 4 kilometres away. So
yeah.
We do extensive searches and checks of CCTV cameras when we do get a location, and that's our first tool we go to. So yeah, and they are so affordable these days, even just the little ring ones on your front door, you know, $200 and you're in the game, and conversely pick the freckle on your nose. So anything is better than absolutely nothing. So if you can get some CCTV footage, people used to go, oh, it's an invasion of my privacy, and you can turn them on and off whenever you choose.
Sure.
Once you have them, I've had them on my place for the last 3 or 4 years now, and you sort of forget they're there and you don't worry about them. It's their only external cameras and they're just keeping your property safe.
And speaking of breaking enders, mate, Billawheeler, Theodore, Banana, there's been an increase there.
Yeah, just opportunistic sort of stuff. People from out of town driving in, a few opportunists. Stuff just stuff outside, you know, those country towns are pretty prevalent with leaving things unlocked. And so they should, you know, they're country, quiet country towns where nothing usually happens. But unfortunately, the way the society's going these days and the prevalence of these opportunistic thieves just driving around trying car doors and property vacant properties, especially remote ones, is getting more and more. So just have a think before you go to town or you're away for a while to go into the bull sales or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you lock up. Again, if you can get some solar-powered CCTVs out in the remote areas, all the better for us.
And just to finish up on sad news with a double fatality at Stanwell.
Yeah, and also with a couple of emergency services involved in that one. The ambos up there that rear-ended. And again, it's coming into the storm weather, the rain on the road, had a little bit of slickness this morning. So just slow down, make sure you drive the conditions of the road, and be safe, because, again, the last thing we want to do as emergency services is rock up to a scene and identify a fatality and have to get our crew to go and knock on your relative's door to tell them that you won't make it home today. And that's crap jobs about what we do, but somebody's got to do it. And I applaud all those emergency services who were involved in yesterday and the ongoing work they do for the community. So.
Yeah.
Give them a pat on the back, give them, say hello to them, and be nice.
All right. Thank you, Butch. We'll keep up to date again next week, eh?
Have a great week, everyone. Look after yourself.
There's Sergeant Wayne Butcher there on 4CC, keeping us up to date.